No, can I have a Moscow Mule?
There you go.
I think we may have missed the song on this live stream.
I'm sad.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
It's good chat.
It was real. It was a piano cover of No. Of I Like the Way You Work It. No diggity.
I'm about to bag it up.
It was good.
Also a piano cover of Toxic.
Prior to that, a piano cover of Toxic. So at this point, I really want to know what's next.
I hope there is a next, because we got here.
Yeah. She looks like she's still going to play.
All right,
she's
good.
Like cracking her knuckles.
Figure it out.
You know.
Reading the room. It's like,
I hope to make eye contact.
Yeah, it's like, maybe Montel Jordan.
I would love it.
Oh, God. If only.
I would love.
That's why I started the stream, because when I drive to work, I find myself listening to a lot of the worst music ever created on Spotify.
You have a playlist.
Yes.
Right. Is that a public playlist?
Yes. And that's how that happens. People can add to it.
It's collaborative.
Collaborative playlist where people just add the worst covers of songs of all time. So,
What's your favorite bad cover at this point?
There is a cover, I believe it's on one of the Punk Goes Crunk compilations.
That's a good compilation of bad music.
Nothing But a G Thing.
Oh. Is it
All
Time Low or something?
No, it's... That would be better.
I definitely have this on.
And
there's a Good Say Anything cover of Old Dirty Bastards Got Your Money. It's horrible.
Sure.
But also great. It's fun.
Rip.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Internet Pizza here in the chat says that...
She's wrapping it up.
Damn, she had to bag it up.
She did have to bag it up.
Yeah.
That's a good song to end on.
It is.
Brings out that there's a cover of the song Blue.
Okay.
But it's Goofy. Like the Disney character.
Yeah.
But Goofy.
Like the dog?
Goofy's a dog.
No, right.
Yeah, King from King. Hey, sorry, yes. It's from the Kingdom Hearts soundtrack.
Yeah. That makes sense. I've had a lot of snacking situations at this place.
Yeah.
Which is a problem, I think.
3 minestrone soups. Let's get it going.
I don't need a snacking thing either. I just felt like looking.
Let's get a jumbo shrimp cocktail. I don't think I've had a cocktail in a decade.
How's chat doing?
Saying that Say Anything cover is good. This is word from chat here.
Thank you for the update.
There's definitely an All-Time Low song on that compilation.
Oh, there must
be. It was that era.
But like, so this cover of Nothing But a G Thing, like they break up the verses a lot, which I hate when... I hate when covers do that, when they're just like, we think the hook is the important part, so we're just going to break these verses up, like, in half.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get to that part. Also, it is a clean version, but not the official clean version. They have cleaned it up themselves.
DIY?
Yeah. 2008.
Yeah.
Wait, who else is on it?
Set Your Goals.
Okay.
The Secret Handshake. I don't know who that is.
What are they doing? What's the song?
I Wish.
Okay.
The Skilo song?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Burns Like His Kids. My American Heart. Half these bands I don't know who they are. The Main, I know
The Main. But like, the bands you don't know are here because they're hoping this is where you will
find.
This
Devil is
Wears
Prada.
They do Still Fly.
That's a bad version of that song.
Gotta be really good. Someone I went to high school with did a screamo cover of One Direction song, and it blew up on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like YouTube.
And it was
man.
When I was in a band, we did a few covers, but it was like, because, you know, I always felt like that was something you'd get away with live, but we wouldn't record the covers.
It makes them special.
And one of them we did out of spite, like the guitar player came up with this song. Thank you. The guitar player came up with something that he really liked that we thought was really dumb. So we just said, what if this was a cover of Rump Shaker, and ruined his song?
But he kept his riff.
It was still his riff. It was all the same stuff. And he was like, this is a great song. And we thought it was terrible. So we were
it
like,
it is a good song. Rump Shaker.
So we did that. And then, you know, like, it's the dumb, you know, like, hey, what if we did a metal cover of Baby Got Back? That's hilarious, right?
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
How's he doing these days?
Sure Mix-a-Lot?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So Seattle?
Yeah, I can't imagine he would go anywhere else. I feel like a payday comes his way every few years someone's like, we need the butt song.
Yeah, there will be a Doritos ad with it in 6 months.
Yeah.
Chance the Rapper and Sir Mix-a-Lot will do it.
Did you ever hear the story about how we were trying to get him to show up at PAX?
No. No, I missed that one.
So this was when we were like raiding the harmonics panel and vice versa and all this other stuff. And we were like, well, we should get Sir Mix-a-Lot to just walk out at the harmonics panel, not tell anyone on that panel that it was happening, and have him just come out and swass or like put him on the glass.
Not her.
Or,
oh my god.
Or, you know, or
right. No, that would be the best.
Yeah, like a, you know, just an album cut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just perform that.
True fans only.
Yeah.
It's a different service.
Testarossa. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He was expensive.
What was his rate?
It was too much.
Okay.
and then also...
Good for him, honestly.
Yeah. And so this was all over Twitter DM, and Ryan was doing it all. And so everything... Like, Ryan just came in and said, Sir Mix-a-Lot is weird. I think I'm going to stop talking to him. And I said, yeah, you probably should.
You say it's over DM. You don't mean to an agency or to a...
No.
You mean to Sir Mix-a-Lot.
To Mix.
To Mix himself. Yes. Wow. Weird how?
He was very interested in the money and just like weird about like the video. Is this a video game thing? Can I get in the like just he?
Oh, yeah. Like,
yeah, I'm not sure of the exact context of it. It just
I can get that. It's pre-cameo. Now we could probably get anybody to do anything for $30.
Right. Yes.
So, which I think is a good thing.
Would you sign up for Cameo?
I've thought about it, because I think I can get more than a lot of celebrities.
Yeah.
But no. Ever?
Ever's a long time. You're right.
I might have a mortgage one day.
Okay, sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I have a baby. Yeah. I'm not going to say never.
Yeah.
But not right now.
Yes.
But I do think I can get more than, like, some Law & Order actors or, like, Riff Raff. No, Riff Raff actually makes...
No, I bet Riff Raff does quite well.
I'm going to go on Cameo now. This is where we're at.
Yeah.
Cameo.
Oh, some people in the chat are mentioning, you know, if you want cover music on... If you want covers and parody covers on Spotify... This started on YouTube, but it's made its way to Spotify as a full album. MCAP Steve. He performs Minecraft parodies.
Okay. Yeah.
And so he... has turned a lot of music into being about collecting diamonds.
Yeah.
And being in the mine and how you should not hack.
Okay.
So it's like, it's Halo, the song, but instead it's about how you should not.
Can I tell you something embarrassing? I have a different favorite Minecraft rapper.
Okay.
Galaxy Goats.
Okay.
When the thing about him is he dances. He'll do a song.
Okay, all right.
And then also will invent a dance that goes with it. And that is what really, I think, separates him.
There is someone, and so a lot of Spotify seems like it's become about like SEO for music.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of speculative video game hip-hop. At least I assume it's speculative, because how else... You wouldn't write a song about Anthem after Anthem was out.
Right.
You would write that before it was out, when you were like, this is probably going to be a very big game.
Right.
Right. But sure enough...
No. So wait, what are those songs like?
It's like a bad rap about stuff they gleaned from a press release about Anthem.
Okay.
And like settings and, you know, like whatever terms from... You know, there's a Mass Effect Andromeda track.
Good.
There's a track that is... it's a battle rap between two MCs, one representing Apex Legends, one representing Fortnite.
Okay.
One.
I guess, well, it were the judge.
The fans. We win. And that case. Wow.
Whoever wins, we win.
We win.
That's how it goes.
Absolutely.
I need to figure out which is the best Galaxy Goat song to send you.
Okay, great.
I'll do it tonight.
Yeah, all right.
I can't decide if it's... this Kodak Black Tunnel Vision, or if it's this 21 Savage bank account.
Okay.
Let me tell you about his bank account.
All right.
Diamonds. I know.
So the best part about MCAP Steve is he was like 12 when he recorded these. And so he's yelling he's screaming into a webcam.
Right.
And so it is just redlined over a MIDI. And it's like, and here it is. It's Mine Odyssey. Mine Oddity.
Good.
12-year-old kid.
I hope he makes money on it.
I mean, the videos did in the millions, and now it's on Spotify.
Wow.
And so apparently, people in the chat here discovered he's got an album on Bandcamp now. He's like 14 or 15. And his bio says something like, I'm like a 15-year-old Canadian emo kid, but one of the good kind. But, like, that's an important distinction.
That's a good distinction. I can't imagine being 15 right now.
Oh, dude.
Dude.
God damn.
I can't imagine. I'm, like, not that much older. I'm, like, a decade older, maybe.
No, I just feel like if I had... We were making movies. We were making bad music. Like, yep. My friends and I were doing stupid shit.
My
and
video
now,
production class was popping. So
see,
fun.
We did not have that. What we had was a camcorder.
I mean, we had, like,
and
crappy technology.
Some stolen software. Like,
yeah. So, I was doing public access television right. When I was 16. And, right. Like, you know, thankfully it was a different time, and that stuff's just kind of gone, / in my garage.
Right.
On like 3/4-inch tapes that I can't even play. But yeah, man.
But today it would be on YouTube. Forever.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I say forever, except that's actually not true. There are videos that don't exist on the internet that I loved. If anyone has
okay.
Tumblr user Grime Lords video, quote, everything I remember about Greece in a weird American accent, please send it to me. It's very funny.
Is it Greece the country
Greece,
or Greece the musical,
the musical
slash the word?
Slash the musical.
Okay.
Slash Greece is the word.
Yeah, Greece is the word.
So it's that. If anyone has that, let me know.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm scared some people.
Yeah. No, that's...
I think we've just claimed this.
Yeah, we've claimed this part of this.
This is ours.
This is our...
Ma'am, those people are yelling. They're saying Greece is the word.
You need to move us somewhere else. I will not stand for this.
They have on t-shirts.
Do you know how much these rooms cost?
They cannot possibly
be here. They
cannot
possibly be staying here.
Are those the gamers?
For me, the thing I can't find on the internet is it was a Usenet post / like a fact that was
okay.
On Andy Eddy mm-hmm. ran the original Game Facts,
right.
And there was a document of Street Fighter II SNES Game Genie codes,
mm.
And they, you know, a lot of them were just like, oh, you can do the moves in the air, you know, like this,
yeah.
Which is all the codes were all that at the time,
right?
And but these got esoteric into just like someone just punched in gibberish for days and came up with these, and
yeah,
one of them,
weird. Yeah,
and one of them was just titled Balrog Made the Game, and when you turn on the game, it displays the Capcom logo. And then goes into the game. But this changed it, so it just said the word Balrog. Like the player,
right.
The font that it would
right.
show below
yeah.
his life bar, it just would say Balrog instead of Capcom. And we would enter that every time we played the game. Every single
it.
Time.
No idea what
and yeah, so I printed it out.
Okay.
And so right. I had it on paper at some point, but, you know, that's gone. Because right. it's, you know, however many years. My mom burned that by now.
Right. Right, with all the rest of your Game Genie code.
Exactly.
No cheating in this household.
Yeah, it's a cheat-free home. And so I've been, like, dying trying to find that for years.
Someone
like,
could figure it out,
it seems like
right?
it should be. Oh, yeah, or maybe someone could recreate it.
You could recreate
yeah.
that code. You could make it say anybody
Whoa,
made the game
no,
now.
Come on. No. Don't be.
Let me tell you about cheat. You could say GM. Okay.
No.
Yeah, could you do this? Okay, ready?
Okay.
You could... Because you could program in the RAM
mm-hmm.
that Jeff has the high score. And then you could load
that
into the... That's my theory. I'm not a programmer.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not a game genie.
No.
But
you're
I do
maybe,
have this
You're maybe a game shark.
I'm a game shark. I think of myself as a... I think of myself as an action replay.
Okay, well, fair.
You know.
Like a pro or...
No.
Okay, all right.
Amateur.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's important the Olympic Committee... understand that I'm an amateur.
Yeah.
Someone have an answer?
No, people okay. in the chat are just saying the thing that they say every time is that Googling for Balrog Made the Game just returns to the Giant Bomb forums.
Right, well, this is the problem.
Yeah.
If you search,
now I've made it harder to find.
If you search everything I know about Greece in a weird American accent, you get me asking people if they've seen it, which is a problem.
Yeah. Well, you hope that brings more like-minded people to you over time.
Well, no, here's the actual problem is I've DM'd this dude. And he's like, oh, yeah, let me see if I have it. Nah, it's gone.
Damn.
Instant justice. He didn't even check.
He did. He replied way too quick. He didn't really check. You Tumblr user Grime Lords did not go digging into his hard drive.
He's
a liar.
Oh, yeah, the internet's weird. I'm happy about it. It gave me a career, but also it's terrible.
Yeah.
So,
All right, well, the cover artist seems to have wrapped up, so I think I'm going to turn this off.
That sounds good. Thank you for having us on the Mixler stream, Jeff.
Anytime. Have a great week, everyone.
Be safe.
Be safe out there.
Happy thrones.
Yeah, keep on throning.
Keep the thrones alive.
Yeah, throne it up.
Watch the throne.
Yeah.
Stop dancing.
Yeah.